For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. The new Map the Meal Gap report by Feeding America shows that Kentucky has more than 650,000 residents who are food insecure. Rhonda Miller visited a food pantry in Bardstown that helps close that meal gap for 700 local families who choose their own groceries.
Want some broccoli?
Yeah.
How many heads?
One.
Just one?
Sure.
Don Bresnahan is a volunteer assisting a client at Bread for Life Community Food Pantry in Bardstown, Kentucky.
How about some tomatoes now? These are all hothouse tomatoes, but they're really good. I never hear anybody complaining about them.
This is a client choice food pantry that's different from a traditional food pantry where all clients get the same bag or box of food.
How about some apples?
People who get food assistance from a traditional pantry may have a salt or sugar restricted diet, allergies, or other medical issues, so they may not be able to eat some of the food chosen for them. The client choice model, like Bread for Life, is set up like a small grocery store. One of the goals of a client choice food pantry is to cut down on wasted food, since people are choosing what they'll use.
Salad dressing. Need any salad dressing, ma'am? We got lots, all kinds. Vinaigrette. Raspberry, feta.
Food pantry clients can take an active role in managing health concerns when they can choose items, even when the family budget runs short. Jennifer Vincent reads the label on a bag of tortilla chips.
Like, I found these here. I'm allergic to everything under the sun. They have no corn, and they're gluten-free. I could eat them.
Vincent is one of about 1,800 Nelson County residents who receive food each month from this food pantry that's a ministry of St. Joseph Parish in Bardstown and part of St. Vincent de Paul Outreach Ministries. The new Map the Meal Gap report shows Nelson County has a food insecurity rate of 11%, down from 12% a year earlier. Statewide, Kentucky has a food insecurity rate of 15%, down slightly from the previous year.
I think there's a lot of people hungry in Kentucky. More than what people think.
That's John Wells, a volunteer at Bread for Life Food Pantry.
I don't know, a town this size, there's probably thousands of people that actually need it. Probably wouldn't even come do it because they're too proud. I know a lot of proud people wouldn't do it. They'd just soon starve and go to a food pantry.
Bread for Life Food Pantry manager Chris Godby says statistics back that up.
About 30% of people who need food assistance and living in poverty will never set foot in a food pantry because of the humiliation, the pride, the shame, whatever.
Godby says the food pantry has statistics on how many people in the county do not have enough food.
If we were hunger-free Nelson County, how many would we be serving? And according to the stats of, you know, about 12% poverty, that should equal out to about 2,000, over 2,000 families we should be serving.
Godby says many of the 700 families who do use the pantry come for about 4 months, then they get back on their feet. For others, it's a long-term relationship.
So our stats show that the folks we're serving, about 70, a high 70%, is either elderly or disabled folks who their situation isn't going to change, so we're going to be helping and serving them the rest of their life, you know?
Godby says the rest are mainly families with children.
So what we're trying to do here is create the safest place for the most vulnerable person. You know, we want it to be welcoming, we want it to be joyful, and feel the love of God, to be honest, you know? We're all in this thing together.
Sometimes small offerings at the pantry create joy and self-sufficiency. Bobby Hale hasn't come for several months, and today he just brought some friends. Then he noticed something he can use.
I got some seeds, and they had some seeds out here to, you know, plant in your garden if you wanted them. Like, that's the first time I've seen them here.
Oh, are you going to plant?
Well, yeah. Looks like they got some seedless watermelons in here.
Okay. Do you have a garden?
Yeah, I will this year.
Hale will be closing some meal gaps in his own kitchen this summer with watermelon and fresh vegetables from his garden. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.